Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Tuesday, June 2nd, 2009. Beautiful, beautiful summer-like day here in rural Lancaster County, Pennsylvania, where we live and where we prepare these messages. Today's message is titled Divine Providence, and it's based on a rather obscure text from Exodus 14, verse 25.
He made the wheels of their chariots come off so that they had difficulty driving. What is wrong?
It's funny. Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast that we have prepared for Tuesday, June 2nd, 2009. We're Stephen and Brooksine Weber preparing this message from our home on a beautiful early June day. Thank you for joining us. Today's message is titled Divine Providence and is based on a rather obscure text from Exodus 14, verse 25.
He made the wheels of their chariots come off so that they had difficulty driving. And the Egyptians said, "Let's get away from the Israelites. The Lord is fighting for them against Egypt."
Well, if you were to go to our site today at Daily Encouragement Net, you'd see a neat photo I took Sunday morning on our way to church of some wagon wheels that somebody has placed in the ground and is using as the stair rail for steps leading up off the highway. Quite interesting. Well, have you ever had a wheel come off while you're driving down the highway? Well, you may have had a blowout, but rarely does a wheel just come off. Well, I read an article about a car where all four wheels came off as the driver was driving on the highway. Apparently, all four tires had just been changed and they had reinstalled the wrong nuts. Amazingly, no one was hurt. But I'd like to know, they did that themselves. It happened in Switzerland, and you can read about that. I actually have a link to the article. Well, we may take wheels for granted, but we consider the significance of the invention of the wheel. It's a tool of life in so many ways. Well, today's text references the very first mention of a wheel in the entire Bible.
Exodus 14 chronicles the miraculous deliverance of the Israelites as they walked across the Red Sea on dry land as God parted the waters. As they departed, the Egyptians chased after them. I wonder how the rank and file chariot drivers felt when commanded to follow their leaders through the parted sea. They witnessed a mighty miracle. Nevertheless, Scripture declares that their hearts were hardened.
And that's what accounts for them continuing the chase, apparently. Well, notice the first part of the verse, speaking of God here. He made the wheels of their chariots come off so that they had difficulty driving. Well, we don't need any further explanation of why it would be difficult to drive a chariot with the wheels off, do we? Well, this is an example of God's providence over the affairs of men. Now, surely the finest mechanics in Egypt had serviced those chariots for Pharaoh. These mechanics would have been highly skilled, using the latest techniques and the finest materials available. But when the Almighty God of the universe ordains that wheels come off, no human invention or mechanical skill will stop them.
Well, let's get away from the Israelites. The Lord is fighting for them against Egypt. This was the verse that is in Scripture today that we shared. The Egyptians rightly recognized that the Lord was fighting for God's people against them. They already had witnessed God's miraculous power in the 10 plagues that preceded the Israelites' escape. Why did they think that he was going to turn his back on them at this point? The great doctrine of providence states that God is superintending over all of his creation in every way at all times. He's got each hair on our head counted, present tense, and not a single bird falls without his knowledge. The Westminster Catechism states, and I quote, "God's works of providence are his most holy, wise, and powerful preserving and governing all his creatures, ordering them and all their actions to his own glory."
The providence of God can be a terrifying thought or one of tremendous comfort. It depends on your position in Christ. As believers, we can rest in the calm assurance that God rules for our ultimate good. Today, may you find peace and assurance in this wonderful biblical truth.
Let's pray together. And I read some verses in Psalm 75 that I share today. Father, you are the great God, the great King above all gods. In your hand are the very depths of the earth and the tips of the mountain peaks. The sea is yours, for you made it, and your hands formed the dry land. We bow down before you in worship as our shepherd, for we are your people, the flock under your care. We desire to hear your voice so that our hearts do not harden toward you, like the Egyptians and later the Israelites as they were tested and tried. Keep us faithful and trusting you in the good times and in the trying times. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, thank you for joining us today. We do have some supplemental resources on the site at dailyencouragement.net. This is the message for Tuesday, June 2nd, 2009. The resources are music that we feel would supplement the message and bless you, as well as a recommended book, perhaps the best I've ever read on this topic, by R.C. Sproul, titled The Invisible Hand, and it's a book dealing with the doctrine of divine providence. Well, have a blessed day today. Continue to faithfully serve the living, ever-controlling God of the universe.